At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Somebody texted in, I'm doing the weight thing with you guys. Was going for 10 pounds last week. I was at 235, just got off the scale. I'm 244. Missed it by 1 pound.
I think they misquoted.
I hope so. Or they're really funny.
If you're being real, don't hang your head. Just get back in there. Get to work, buddy.
Unless that was your goal. I mean, if that was not trying to go up.
You trying to lose 10 and you gain 9? I mean,
maybe he was trying to gain 9.
I'd 10. Scrap your plan.
Yeah.
Change your attitude.
Or you just quit.
Change your attitude. Start completely over, man.
Yeah, start this thing over.
Your approach sucked.
Oax said, I don't order steak at a steakhouse. I'd rather cook it myself.
And you just wouldn't be at a steakhouse.
I don't get that one.
You just said.
No, I'm not that I don't get that one. I can understand. You could find yourself at those places for a lot of reasons. But, man, I don't know. Like, where's that place you go? Y'all go
off. Vic and Anthony's?
That's a steakhouse. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I do go there, and I'll have to really, really take a look at what my bank account is looking at. But if I go there, like, where's the other one? We went to Papa's.
Papa's. Papa's Brothers is good.
Yeah, steakhouse. Yeah, I mean, we was getting a steak.
Butcher Brothers, that's good.
Ran that sucker up. Got that steak. That one feel weird.
I'm not opposed to it, boys. If I feel like I need some red meat, then I'll get me a good steak. And I don't mind paying for it there. I just, 9 times out of 10, my father-in-law's steak is not just better, significantly better.
But you say your thought is, I'm not going to order one because my father-in-law's so much better.
To me, a lot of the times, and most of the time, it's crazy to go in there and spend the kind of money that these upscale places charge, and knowing that, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be able to get a better one at my father-in-law's house. That's a tough pill to swallow. I think when I go to a steakhouse, a lot of times, I think steakhouse, you just mentioned earlier, we were one in New Orleans. I guess it really wasn't a steakhouse, more so did a little bit of everything. But
it's fine. Yeah,
I mean, I love getting pork chops at steak joints. I love getting lamb at steak joints, lamb chops. I mean, I've been to some, I don't have any off the top, I have the name off the top of my head, but I've in Dallas, I remember going to big time steakhouses and whatever fish they had on the menu would be tremendous. I'm not opposed to bypassing the $150 steak and grabbing me a killer rack of lamb for about $70.
Yeah. I remember you got the rack of lamb the last place we went to New Orleans.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, you know what, if I right now if I could pick anywhere to eat Mexican food, and what it would be, Javier's in Dallas, and it would be a filet cantinflas. So it would be a steak that's made, obviously, with the sauce and cheese and everything on it. But at a Mexican
food, he is highfalutin.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as you think, though. It's a pretty good place. You should go with me.
With him?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
But, I mean, so some people may think that's odd. It's a steak at a Mexican food joint, and it's my favorite. Well, I mean, I'm just telling you. You never know, man.
Yeah. I know the first question Clint generally asks when we go to places is, what's your most popular item?
Yep.
It goes to that steak joint.
It's a great question for the server.
Every time I go somewhere.
And I don't know if they're going to say that swordfish.
But well, you know, a lot. No, they're not going to say swordfish. But
swordfish is good.
But they do typically, what they'll do is they'll point at the most expensive ones, which I'm sure they've been taught. If somebody asks, they make sure you hit that most expensive one. But they'll get
I love the ones who are tripped up when they didn't know that was coming.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't been here that long.
Wow. Didn't think you were going to ask me that today.
Mafiaxons.
All right, I do want to announce this. The Panthers head coach Dave Canales announced joint practice with the Texans in advance of the preseason game August 16th at NRG. So the Texans will do this again. We'll have a joint practice. They did it with the Dolphins 2 years ago, and that was fun to watch guys like Tank Dell. We really got to see him against competition and watch a guy like Derek Stingley against one-on-one against guys like Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Last year we got to see him with the Rams. Probably saw some early signs of that offensive line maybe potentially having some struggles when we watched the Rams D-line give them problems during those camps. So, or those joint practices. So it'll be another good one here with the Panthers coming up August, the week preceding the August 16th game against the Panthers here at NRG. So we'll be excited to go check that out. I haven't seen Bryce. I've never seen Bryce in person. That'll be
I think the only one that has is Tyler.
I have, unfortunately.
You saw him in person. Yes, but especially not as up close as we're going to be watching him when they come over.
You can get a real feel of how small he is.
Yeah, he is. We'll see.
We sweat our asses off.
That's right. Those black pants you'll be wearing. All right, let's do a little weekend's best, weekend's worst. I'll kick it off. I'll kick it off with a little weekend's best. And, fellas, my weekend's best goes to Ronald Acuna Jr. Not only does he have a fantastic name, but Ronald Acuna Jr.
Acuna is a good. That's a good name, man.
Yeah, Ronald too, and I believe he's the second, not Junior, but I'll check on that. As you know, he missed last year. Hell, you not know. Even though he's one of the best players in baseball, he tore his ACL last year and missed most of the season. Was a killer for the Braves having him out. He returned, Clint, over the weekend, and the very first pitch he saw, he hit it 467 feet. For a home run. Not at bat. Not the first pitch he saw. He hit it 467 feet for a home run. He hit two over the weekend as well in his return. So one of the best baseball players in the game is back, and he showed it right off the bat.
Yes. Wow. That's he's something else. He's fun to watch. There's no doubt about it. I'm gonna go with Carl Anthony Towns. I'm really into this series. I'm really into this series, Ron, and I'm really into, and I need you probably to tell me if I maybe you know, feeling this a little bit too much, but Cat seems to be smelling championship potentially. He seems to be turning every time I've watched him, it's just been lackadaisical. Every conversation I've heard about him is obviously there's a lot of talent there, but it's just kind of, you know, he leaves a lot to be desired with his temperament and his approach. Well, I have really been into watching Cat play and the Knicks play this playoff run. And the Knicks were in a dogfight with Indiana. And Jalen Brunson was foul trouble, five fouls on the bench.
Just didn't have it going either.
And Cat went and had a 20-point fourth quarter in a must-win game three.
Four entering that quarter.
Yeah. I thought when I was looking at this, when I was making this point, I was looking it up, I'm thinking, boy, I bet he had 40. He must have had 40. He had 24 total points.
Yeah, four coming into the
quarter. Yeah, yeah.
And so, he just wouldn't. I mean, he wouldn't stop. It was everything that people have wanted him to be.
Yeah.
He took it every time down, inside, outside. And, yeah, he became a Nick that night. Tyler, what's your weekend's best?
My weekend's best is going to go to Astros first baseman Christian Walker. Would you like to hear why?
Please.
0-2.
Hit the left field. Ball game.
picks it off, and the Astros win it and take 3 out of 4 from the Seattle Mariners.
Had to feel good for him, man.
Oh, yeah. Christian Skywalker.
Had to absolutely feel good for him. That was something he needed. He had 2 other hits in that game, as we talked about earlier, 3 hits in that game, and a walk-off action as they took 3 of 4. And it was a no-doubter. Obviously, he knew, and everybody in there knew. And
the force was strong with him.
Hey, boy, he needed that.
Didn't he?
He needed it. And all the fans did, but he needed that.
I needed that.
I know you did. My weekends, I'll start with the worst. My weekend's worst is to the Colorado Rockies. They went ahead and lost to the Yankees on Saturday and Sunday.
They are so bad.
And then they went ahead and jumped in and lost again yesterday to the Cubs.
They are somehow worse than last year's White Sox squad.
They are on pace to have the worst record in the sport since 18-something. They are 9-45.
If you're on tank, man, tank.
9-45.
Worse since Honus Wagner?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's not even trying. I mean, most teams are going in and just sweeping these jokers. Like, if you look at, they've lost 45 times. I mean, most teams are walking in and sweeping them. Like, they're disappointed.
These suck-ass Rockies, they might make an appearance later on.
We
got
5:45
in best bets.
I think you play everybody.
By the way, they're still, I did read somewhere the other day, they're still one of the top teams in attendance.
Are they really? Yeah. Them people are just going out there. Kudos to them.
Denver's beautiful.
They must be getting there high as a damn.
I'm pretty sure that's how I read that.
High as a damn kite, and then just going out and rolling in there. Good God almighty. All right, your weekend's worst, Clint.
WNBA took a hit, man. Caitlin Clark's out with the quad, and that looks like it's going to be just a couple of weeks, maybe. But we've talked about it a million times, man. Her impact on the WNBA and the fan base and the ratings and all that, it's undeniable, and losing her is going to hurt them a little bit. And look, I've watched her a few times this year. It seemed like a little different vibe around Caitlin Clark. It seemed like she was kind of starting to push back a little bit instead of just play Mr. Nice Guy the whole time, which I viewed that as kind of her coming into her own and kind of taking ownership in that organization up there. So I was looking forward to seeing her a little bit more. But the WNBA overall, man, that's Caitlin Clark going down is a little bit of a hit there.
Yeah, big hit for them in the league. We'll see. Hopefully it is just 2 weeks and not just, longer. But those are injuries you can't control. All right, Tyler, your last one, your weekend's worst.
Yeah, shout out to Kix Rocks on our YouTube stream, the Sports Radio 610 YouTube stream. You're not going to find me on my turd list on Thursday, but you know what? I'm naming myself the weekend's worst for forgetting that banana hammock at home and depriving all you fine people of the views that were.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What would have been my tan-ass thighs in that American flag Speedo?
I don't know, man.
I feel bad.
I appreciate you doing the weekend's worst. I left that off of mine, hoping that you would take care of business yourself, but I don't think it has to stop there. I'm with Kick Rocks.
It's stopping right there.
Kick Rocks.
We may just have a dirty turd segment or something.
Mm. Well, I'm at the control, so we'll see.
I may just really jump in. And it may be a
I got control of your mics too.
It may be a dueling goal. You can try. Tyler's doing his goal and I'm doing mine at the same time.
Wait till he kicks over. You guys got any honorable mentions? Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, we do.
We'll probably run out of time.
Nah, honorable mentions not good enough for me. I'm gonna be doing it right when he's doing the silver at the same time.
Oh, you will try.
What you got coming up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.